have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Elephant Man, how many more songs are on this tape?
I don't know. You've been so good to me.
Oh, well, never mind. Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
All right, welcome to Generation Annihilation for another weekend here on CITR 101.9 FM. And that is streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And we're in the midst of our fundraising drive. I've done a bunch of these up here. I've done every fundraising drive show that there was. The fundraising drive came into place about a good 7 or 8 years ago. And it's been a bit before then. So yeah, so you know, it's always good to get your support and your donations so we can operate this cool radio station and give you the programming that no one else can give you. And if you'd like to donate, the number is 604-822-8648 or our CITR.ca fund drive online. Playing a lot of vinyl on this show today, and got to keep those turntables in good working order to play you that kind of stuff. So we hope you'll support us again this year. Our goal is $40,000, and we're a few days in, and right now we're up to about $6,245. So I don't know, phone up and donate, and let's get those numbers higher for this show. Got a special theme today. We are looking at the third wave of British punk, if you will. From about 85, 1989. All the second wave of UK punk bands had died down, and there were a few labels that had sprung up, and we're giving you these acts. And yeah, there was definitely some more American hardcore influence in these type of acts, and there was some melodic stuff in there as well. And we're going to hear some of that stuff. We took you back to 1985 with the Stupids from their Violent Nun 7-inch on Children of the Revolution Records. Came out in 1985. The track was called Elephant Man. And yeah, Children of the Revolution Records was started in 1984. And we're going to hear the first ever release on Children of the Revolution Records. The band is called Lunatic Fringe. And the name of the 7-inch is called Cringe with the Fringe. And we're going to hear a track called Flesh and Blood. And once again, 604-822-8648 to donate. Here we go. All right, for those of you who don't know, it is the fundraising drive weekend here on CITR, so please call up 604-822-8648 to donate. And if you're online, you probably, as you probably very well may well be, it is CITR.ca/fundrive, and yeah, we're in a new station and we need upkeep and the costs aren't cheap, so help us out and let's get back into the show. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Vancouver, we celebrate our diversity and culture. And CITR is making Fun Drive all about it. Our goal this year is to raise funds to help grow more writers, broadcasters, and media producers, increasing the unique voices that grace our airwaves. Whether it's about specific cultural communities, musical genres, or alternative news, we want to hear it. Be a part of CITR's community. Donate, get cool swag, and party with us. Call 604-822-8648, that's 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
Yes, call up and donate to Independent Community Radio, which is what CITR Radio is. We are your local community broadcaster, and as you'll hear on this show and many shows, we don't do the mainstream content, and we're allowed to play the bands that we think are cool from whatever era, whatever period, and all your donations help. So, 604-822-8648. www.citr.ca/fundraising/fundrive. That's FUNDRIVE. So, please call up and donate. And we started things off in that last set with Lunatic Fringe from the very first single on COR, Children of the Revolution Records. Heard a track called Flesh and Blood. That song was about animal rights and how you shouldn't eat meat. And then we heard another song from Ripcord out of the UK from their debut Flexi 7-inch called The Damage Is Done. We heard a track called Furter. And if you put those two, that's a collaboration of two words of fur is murder. And we ended that set off with Heresy from the Never Healed 7-inch. We heard a track called Never Healed. That one's going back to 1985. And Heresy kept going into the early 90s, they changed singers, and they kind of sounded more, they went for a more melodic kind of hardcore sound, but they were, that early period, they were really influenced by a U.S. hardcore band called Siege. So yes, when Children of the Revolution Records went fold, went belly up, another label took over their releases, and that record label was called Manic Ears Records, and we're going to hear the very first Manic Ears Records release, which was a split between two bands. One band that was left over from the UK 82 era of punk, that is Chaos UK. They did a split with Extreme Noise Terror, and we're going to hear a track from their side. It's called A Month of Sundays, so 604-822-8648 to donate, and citr.ca/fundrive online in the midst of our fundraising drive.
Thank you. countless number of more useful things you can do with a piece of plastic than make a record out of it. I feel the least we can do is say something worthwhile on it.
In the money markets of the city, white man invests his green paper. Shares are up 2 points today.
Stone. Here we have 1,000 targets and no excuse.
It's Fun Drive 2016. This year our theme is growing our cultures, so support your community station by donating so we can support training for volunteers and promote the multitude of cultures on our own airwaves. The online donation page is live now, so head on over to citr.ca/donate and get cool CITR swag.
And this theme for this show is the third wave of UK hardcore punk dating from 1985 to 1989. And you can call up 604-822-8648 to donate or citr.ca/fundrive online.
We'll be right back.
All right, you're tuned into Generation Annihilation, the fundraising drive edition, and you can call and donate at 604-822-8648 or citr.ca/fundrive. Yeah, we've grown a lot throughout the years, a lot of changes that I've seen in the last 15 years I've been up here. I mean, everything is electronic now. There are no paper play sheets, and there are no more recording cassettes of the show. Well, I mean, you could, but everything is up on podcast for download. And yeah, life is a lot easier. And yeah, we couldn't keep this station afloat without your help, though. So yes, phone up and donate. And we started that last set off with Chaos UK, A Month of Sundays, from their Ear Slaughter split with Extreme Noise Terror. And yeah, that was the first record to come out on Manic Ears Records, followed by Civilized Society, their debut album. Scrap Metal came out 1986 on Manic Ears record as well. Named the track we heard is called Is Life After Work. And then we heard from an act on a small record label called Flat Earth Records. The band was called Generic, and name of the 7-inch is called For a Free and Liberated South Africa. Making a Killing was the name of this song. And we followed with Atavistic from a record label, small-time record label called Looney Tunes Records. Name of the release is called Equilibrium, and the track we heard is called Perpetual Motion. And this particular edition of Generation Annihilation, the special theme, was inspired by a small documentary I saw called Soap the Stamps, all about this era of British hardcore. And yes, things were independent and very do-it-yourself back then. People had to write for stuff. There was a magazine called Maximum Rock and Roll where people tape traded, and the soap stamping thing was people reusing stamps to save on postage because they were sending so many tapes back and forth. So yeah, we're going to hear an act who are still going today, and they released this really heavy record in 1987. Wow, it really melted some faces. The band is called Napalm Death. And this was on a record label called Earache, who, yeah, they were punk. Their punk was very short-lived, and then they went more kind of death metal. But yeah, they put out a bunch of things, including Heresy, Concrete Socks, The Accused, and Napalm Death with this this very pulverizing release called Scum.
punk. Probably hardcore.
Let him run! Stop it! Body turn! Resentment! Defeat! Romney's retreat! My boy! Now yes! Never been sorry! Welcome here! Vomiting up here! Gas! Destruction! Gas! Destruction! 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 Never panic! Gas! Destruction! 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 Destruction!
Okay, so we got a few donations, and we're currently almost at the $6,500 mark here in this fundraising drive. About $2 away. Well, I don't know. Do you want to call up and donate $2 and then we'll be at $6,500? Nah, you want to donate a little more? Just a little bit. Man, we got some really cool stuff that I'm looking at through the window right now. I see some CITR growlers. I see some mugs. I see some really cool CITR bags. Maybe I should go and donate myself to get one of those. They look like some pretty cool record bags. And if you want a tax receipt instead, well, you can get one of those as well. So 604-822-8648 to donate, CITR.ca/fundrive online.
Thank you.
right. Yeah, so for those of you that don't know, and you probably do, and if you're humming and hawing, stop doing that. Just phone up and make a donation, 604-822-8648, to donate, citr.ca/fundrive online. Started things all off with Napalm Death, title track from their very heavy release on Earache Records called Scum, going back to 1987. And by the time Napalm Death got going, so did the term Britcore. So a lot of the bands that were playing then, that were playing stuff on the harder edge, were referred to as that. And things had really become mainstream. Not the music, of course, but the mainstream had picked up on it, including NME and Sounds magazine, and John Peel, radio DJ in the UK from BBC, that did a show with lots of live broadcasts. He just loved this stuff, and he put out a bunch of sessions, which showed up on vinyl. So things were getting very big at this point for the second wave, or the third wave of UK hardcore, and things were still underground, though. Due to the underground networking, a band from Vancouver got signed to Manic Ears Records, and that band was called Subverse, and they did a split with a band from Arizona called Desecration, and we heard their side of the split with a track called Chaos and Destruction. Wasn't the best selling of the bunch. I think it sold about 1,500 copies, but it was pretty big in the underground scene. Followed with another act from Vancouver who got signed to Manic Ears, courtesy of tape trading and stuff. Talking about Adversity from the Lost It All release here, to a track called The Jester. And this record didn't do so well either. Wasn't as big as some of the other crossover counterparts. Crossover, a term to coin hardcore punk and metal. There was bands like Attitude Adjustment and Dear Eye that were around and were kind of big then. But Adversity never really picked up that much, and they broke up shortly after. I myself got to see them live a bunch of times, but it's unfortunate. But yeah, this record, they did get some coverage. Metal Forces magazine loved this record and gave it a good review, and gave them a 2-page glossy feature in their magazine. Then we followed from an act from Toronto, Ontario, Sons of Ishmael, also on the Manic Ears record label from the UK. We heard a track called Parasites, and that's from the Pariah Martyr Demands a Sacrifice. And another band that was very big back then, or that I'd say these guys started the whole grindcore movement. They were the biggest influence to Napalm Death, who made it way bigger than they did. The band is Extreme Noise Terror, and this is a track called Bullshit Propaganda on Generation Annihilation. On this fundraising drive show, 604-822-8648 to donate.
Yeah.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. It is the fundraising drive edition, and you've got about another 5 minutes to donate to this show. But you can donate online all you want after, and you can donate during Power Chords time, which is up next. So yes, once again, 604-822-8648 to donate. CITR.ca/fundrive online. Start things all off with Extreme Noise Terror, Bullshit Propaganda. That was featured on a few releases of theirs, although that particular one was on a compilation called Digging in Water. Followed with Doom, an act still going strong today. From the Hardcore Holocaust release, we heard a track called No Religion. Hardcore Holocaust was a compilation of John Peel Sessions. And after that, we heard from Deviated Instincts from the Rock and Roll Conformity release. We heard a track called Pearls Before Swine. And that was on a record label that we haven't heard too much of on this show, but put out, was pretty prolific in that scene as well. Talking about Peaceful Records. Deviated Instincts got back playing a few years back. And they played Vancouver in 2010 for Distort Fest. So, the original Stenchcore, they called them. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this edition, this history lesson on UK hardcore from the years of 1985 to 1989. It's been my pleasure to bring it to you, and thanks to this fine station, CITR Radio, for always letting me exercise my creative outlet and bring you all this fine programming and these fine special themes. So once again, if you'd like to support the magic, it is 604-822-8648, citr.ca/fundrive. You can check out Generation Annihilation online, and if you're interested in knowing more about British hardcore between 85 and 89, you can check out the fine Soap the Stamps documentary. It's a very brief documentary, but it's kind of cool, and you can find it on YouTube. And if you want to delve even further and know everything you ever wanted to know about it, Ian Glasper has a book called Trapped in a Scene. That is an extensive discography of it all. So yeah, we're going to leave you with one more track. This act was not from the UK. They were from Vancouver, but they were around from the same period. And they had a record of theirs. It was supposed to come out on Postmort Records out of California. Never happened, but got reissued years later on Ugly Pop Records. From Fratricide, this is a track called Rip Wide the Sky, and hope you enjoyed this edition of Generation Annihilation. Power Chord up next, 604-822-8648 to donate. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your support. Talk to you next week. We'll be right back.
CITR by donating with Fundrive, our annual fundraiser. Get involved again this year with our theme, Growing Our Cultures. This year, we've got a goal of $40,000 to improve the training and development of volunteers and to support the myriad of cultures represented on our airwaves. You can help us reach our goal, and it's not without perks. By donating, you'll receive cool CITR swag like growlers, LPs, on-air shoutouts, and more. We're excited. Are you? So we can shine each day.
Lord. All right, welcome to the Fun Drive edition of Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio. You're being joined by myself, Coleman Ingram, and Serena Navarro.
Hey guys.
Wait, hang on, is that?
Nope,
not right, Mike.
Hey, guys.
There we go.
Hola.
There we go. So we just heard a track there.